You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, hey, Michigan Maniacs. This is the Michigan Football Rant, and I am your host, Adam Brewer. Before we get into this episode, I just want to go over a little housekeeping. All right, guys? Right now, you'll find me on Instagram and Facebook. I'm also going to be way more active now on YouTube. I've been hinting at some things, and I'm finally narrowed it down to what I want to do. So I want to break it down to you right now. On YouTube, I will be downloading all reaction episodes from here on out. You guys seem to be loving every reaction episode I put out, and every quick hitter episode I put out are off the charts, both of them. So I will start with reaction episodes, and I will probably start putting quick hitters on there as well. Fantastic. The response you guys have been giving me lately is off the charts. I just want you guys to know I really, really appreciate your support. So with that, go to YouTube and like and subscribe, and also go to Spotify and leave a star review. Hopefully it's a 5-star review. Follow there as well and hit me up on the DM, and I will send you new stickers. And I have wrist bracelets, the ones that old Lance Armstrong used to have, but they are blue with the Michigan Maniac on it. And let's face it, this is the Football Rant, but we are all Michigan Maniacs. I will do that for free. You just got to hit me up, let me know where I need to send them, and I will do it for just simply thanking you for supporting me. Also, if you go to Spotify in the bio, you can hit the voicemail. Voicemail Mondays is going to be a thing. Please leave your voicemail, and I will create a whole episode around whatever voicemails I get. If I don't get any voicemails, it'll continue just to be Ask Me Anything. Either way, I'm hoping that you guys get involved. I want to be more I want to be more active with you guys. Okay. Also, you go to the bio in Spotify, and you can support this podcast for a mere $4.99 a month. I think there's three options: 99 cents, $4.99, and $9.99. Either one, I really don't care. Either one you want. You go ahead and support this podcast, and it will allow me to buy shirts, hats, and all the other stickers and bracelets that I can pay for. That's all I want to do, is just give back to the Maniac Society that has been so good to me. So I appreciate you guys. Go through all this. If you can, let me know, and I will give back to you as much as I possibly can. Thank you so much for being the greatest audience ever. I mean, you guys have been fantastic. To me, you will always be the silent majority. There's a few of you I hear from constantly, but the numbers have just been increasing, and it is fantastic. It is getting to the point, it's getting to the point where we are almost pre-COVID numbers, and that's exciting. And I have only you to thank. So thank you very much, guys. Once again, go to YouTube, go to Spotify, like and subscribe on both, leave a review on both. Hit me up on the DMs, and I will send you new stickers and new rubber bracelets. You go and support me on the bio in Spotify. Pick any one of the three that is offered, and I will also send you a hat. Once the new hats come out, I want you to pick which one, and I will send them out. I just want to make you guys happy. That's all I want to do. So I hope we can just crush it. And I hope you love this week's episode. Hey, welcome to the Big Game Pregame, Nebraska. So, can you believe it? We got three games left. That's it. Three games before the playoffs, which I fully expect us to be in. I fully expect us to be the number two team in the nation come tomorrow. If anybody has a single brain cell in their head, they'll put us second. Now, with that being said, there's people like Paul Feinbaum who still have, I think I saw his four is like Georgia, Ohio State, TCU, and then I think us. I think we made his top four. We might even been fifth, and he had Tennessee four. I don't know. But that dude is, he's mentally challenged, I think. I don't know how he still has a job, to be quite honest. None of his takes ever really make sense. I know he's a Tennessee grad, so he can't be that smart. He just is... there's no real take he's made. You know how people say, people like Democrats or the like CNN had Trump derangement syndrome? I think he has Harbaugh derangement syndrome, because he hates Harbaugh something fierce, and I think it upset his stomach to say anything nice about Harbaugh last year. And he's still back at it. It's just like, we are a much better team than last season. He still can't say one thing nice about us. I mean, putting us behind TCU is a joke. It's insulting. And he just shows that he has nothing. He can know everything about college football, and he loses respect in my eyes because of that. When you hate somebody that much, at least preface it and say, it doesn't matter how I see Harbaugh, I'm always going to put him down. Then I can respect it. Then I can at least say, you know what? All right, at least he knows he hates this man and that he's going to have a bias towards it. Then I can be like, okay, anything he says about Michigan, I can set to the side. But when he's pushing it off like it's some type of real, like, educated thought process that went into what he said about Michigan, it's all horseshit. It's all horseshit to me. He's a golem looking motherfucker. I'll tell you that right now. The precious. That's all he says about the SEC. He's golem for the SEC, and he just drives me insane. So anyways, let's get into this one though. But before we do, guys, please go to Apple Podcasts and like and review. Go to Spotify, leave a 5-star review. Also, guys, please, please, if you really enjoy what I do here, I just ask that you support me in any way you can. And that is going to be a support on the link in Spotify. I mean, I think there's even a 50 cent a month. I think that's how low it goes on some of these. 50 cents a month. You can help a poor guy like me do this podcast that I love doing so much. Seriously, 50 cents, 99 cents, and then I think like $5. Hey, listen, more $5 the better, because all I want to do is put that back into the podcast. I don't even look to pocket any of it. That just means I'm going to buy hats, I'm going to buy shirts, I'm going to do all this other stuff so I can give it out to you guys. So please, please support the podcast, because, I mean, I listen to all the other podcasts. Okay, now maybe you guys think I'm crazy, but I guess I have to be to do this, because I believe I'm the best podcast out there, or at least in the top five. And I watch them all. I listen to all of them, because I'm like all you guys, I'm a Michigan fan as well. So I yearn, I crave for the content, right? And I'm telling you, think about it. Which ones are better than me? Independent ones. Now, if I had my feet in with the university, maybe I could get some more inside in-depth, what blah blah blah, whatever. But still, independently, I'm one of the best podcasts out there. I don't know. It just frustrates me sometimes, because I listen to it and I'm like, how am I not ahead of these guys? I know this is self-serving and all that kind of stuff, but still, right? I mean, come on. I'm pretty good. It's a lot of fun.
And even if you hate to listen to me, I'm still funny when I get angry. So with that, it's still better than most. Anyways, so Nebraska, I am not impressed with Nebraska at all. I mean, just like most of the nation, there isn't one, they don't have really one quality win. They struggle against teams like Rutgers. I mean, I think they beat Rutgers 14-13. I think they lost to Indiana. They don't do anything really impressive. Their passing game is okay. It's okay. Here's the thing, though. Their passing game's okay when Casey Thompson is healthy. Now, is Casey Thompson going to be healthy? That's the question. He didn't play last week. Is he going to be ready for this game? Now, if he's ready for this game, right, he provides a decent arm. He's thrown for over 2,000 yards. I mean, he's got 12 touchdowns and 10 interceptions, so he can be got, and he can be got a lot. So that's good. You can tell why he didn't last at Texas, you know. But their running game stinks. Their defense is good. I wouldn't even say good, because I was looking at the numbers. Michigan State has better numbers defensively than Nebraska does. Let that sink in. Michigan State, that dumpster fire of a fucking university, has got better defensive numbers than Nebraska. Exactly. So we should run roughshod over this team, especially if they don't have their quarterback. Casey Thompson, my whole thing is, what are we going to do to beat this team, right? What are we going to do? Well, if it was up to me, and if I had to put together a game plan, one, I'm going to start right off real fast. I don't want any of this baloney. I don't want our heads to be unfocused. I just don't. I want us to be in the game immediately. The one thing that I kind of hope for, but even then, I don't know. We just don't play first halves very well. I was going to say, when we played Indiana and we had that mind, we had that brain fart, emotional, first half when Mike Hart went down, the following week was Penn State. And then we blew them out. But we still had a fight on our hands at the first half. We just don't do first halves. I don't know what it is. I don't know if they stay up late the night before. I don't know what it is. But we don't do first halves. So with that being said, I would just want to correct that. Because we've got 3 more games left. 2 more before we play Ohio State. And you want to play a full 60 minutes against Ohio. If we play a full 60 against Ohio, we should beat them by more than 10 points, in my opinion. I'll write that down in about 3 weeks. But in my opinion, that's where we're at. But still, we're talking about Nebraska. I would assume we'll play a lackluster first half. We'll make some great adjustments, and then we'll blow them out in the second half, which I think our defense is more than capable of continuing its streak only allowing 3 points in the last 4 games. So I would assume 0 points is going to come from Nebraska in the second half of this game as well. So if I was setting up the game plan, if Casey Thompson's playing, then I would take away the pass and force them to run, right? Just because they are capable of getting the ball down the field pretty good. I've watched a few of the games, even though it's awful to watch them play football, but still, they can get the ball down the field. Their running game is horrendous. It's just stinky. So I would force them to run, take away the pass. Now, if they don't have Casey Thompson in there, I didn't even bother to know the backup quarterback's name, to be quite honest with you. That's the disrespect I have for Nebraska, just as a university in general. I grew up in Colorado, so growing up in Colorado, you get your teeth kicked in by Nebraska pretty much my whole life. So I hate them to begin with, and then we had to share that national title with them. So when we play Nebraska, I really just Don't like them. Don't like them. Don't respect them. Don't really want to even think about it because it's just such a bad taste in my mouth when I think of the Cornhuskers. But I, you know, I would if their second string quarterback's in because Thompson isn't playing, then I would just force. I would take the runaway, which is probably going to be the easiest thing we can do. Right, we'll take the runaway and make that kid pass, and then we should have another 3-interception day. I hope that with that 3-interception third quarter that we had against Rutgers last week, that kind of is like blood in the water, you know. From here on out, once an animal kind of gets a taste for blood, it's just they know it, they smell it, they go after it. That's how I kind of want Michigan defense to go after these turnovers, right? Because that is the one thing that we are not very good at defensively, and that is getting turnovers at all. I mean, this last game was great, but I mean, just not wonderful. We should be able to pressure these kids enough for they to throw interceptions. Because they have given up, let's see here, Nebraska's offense has given up, I wrote it down here somewhere, goodness gracious, can you believe it, 26 sacks on the season. They've given up 26 sacks on the season and 13 interceptions on the season, the Nebraska offense. We, as a defense, have 29 sacks on the season. 29 sacks on the season. Pretty impressive. They play right into our hands, right? We can force them into bad decisions, and I fully expect us to take advantage of that. So I would expect a couple turnovers throughout the game. I would like to get the passing game going again. You know, just continue the momentum, continue to knock the rust off, because they have a very suspect secondary. I mean, their passing defense is 102nd. Jesus, they are awful. Their passing defense is 109th in the nation. They give up 274 yards per game passing. Their rush defense is 102nd, and they give up 183 yards rushing. This team stinks defensively. We should have our way with them. So first half, let's just put in some time in fine-tuning that passing game, and then we'll let Blake Corum run wild in the second half. You know, I mean, and just put this baby away. I think the point spread's like 29 points at this point. I wouldn't bet it. That's a little too high for my blood. But it also wouldn't shock me if we did blow them out by that. It really just wouldn't. They're not good. We're also at home. I mean, it's a 3:30 start. Fantastic time to play football. Yeah, I think this is going to be a massacre, to be quite honest with you. But 29 points, to put actual money on that, that is, oof. You got to have some cojones to do that one. I will be sitting that one out. But looking on this, I was wondering, because I had heard some stuff on Big Ten Network, and Blake Corum has a shot. An outside shot to get the single season rushing record for Michigan coming up. Now, Timbiaka Batuka did in 13 games, right? He ran for 1,818 yards, 1,818, and like 93 or 95, something like that. So impressive. Right now, Blake's sitting at like 1,187. So that means he's got to average around 210. Per game for the next three to tie it or to break it. Like, we'll just say 215 just to make sure he breaks it, right? But he does have a chance at one single season record that he can break, and that is the touchdown record.
Desmond Howard has the single season touchdown record at 19 touchdowns for the year. Blake sitting at 16. I think he gets that easy. For heaven's sakes, he could get that Saturday. I easily get that Saturday against this putrid defense. I want to see Michigan finally start putting up some style points in these butt whippings, you know, and really show that they have the national title mentality. I want them to really show that they can beat up on teams. So I would love to see Michigan win by 30. That would be great. I see us continuing the streak of shutouts for another week straight. I would love to see if we just can grip it and rip it. And like I said in the last episode, I don't care what wide receiver's out there. Whatever wide receiver's earned his way onto the field. I am done having favorites as a wide receiver. Just there to me, doesn't matter. You have not impressed me enough for me to be like, oh, I really hope Andrell goes off. I would love it if Andrell went off. I think he's a good kid. I would love to see someone wearing the number one just devastate defensive backfields. I would love it. But I'm tired of wanting something that just doesn't seem to happen. So whoever, Walker or, geez, I can't even remember any of these dudes' names. I was looking at it before I came in here and completely blanked on all of them. Anyways, any wide receiver, I don't care who it is. I just want to see them get open and score. So grip it and rip it. I want to see JJ do that. Oh, and before I go, because this is going to be a short one just because it's Nebraska and it's a Big Ten, it's a big game pregame. What do I have to break down when we're talking Nebraska? There's nothing. So what I wanted to say, there's a small contingent of Michigan fans and shows that I've actually heard say, is J.J. McCarthy the weak point or the weak link in this Michigan offense? These people have to have some type of mental illness to think that J.J. McCarthy is the weak link in this. In no way, shape, or form is J.J. McCarthy the weak link. If anything, it's the wide receivers. He can't make them get open. He's not throwing interceptions. He has one of the highest completion percentages for any starting quarterback. I think he might even be the second or third highest in the nation. He has only two interceptions. And as far as I know, he doesn't call the plays. So he's got to do what is given to him right now because he's a first-year starting quarterback. Now, maybe next year they'll have enough faith in him that he can start calling some stuff at the line. I don't even know if that's what Michigan does. But I'm just saying, for these people to even think that J.J. McCarthy is the weak link in this whole offense is mind-blowing to me. It's mind-blowing to me. Give him time, which he has plenty of, to throw the ball. And when he throws the ball, here is a news break. Catch the effing ball. Catch it. It hits you in the fucking hands. Catch the fucking ball. And I'm talking to you, Schoonmaker. And I'm talking to you, Andrell Anthony. Both had balls hit them in the hands this season. And especially last week. Hit them in the hands and they drop it. Quarterbacks should not be held responsible for drops that their wide receivers cannot catch. Now, Joe Milton should be held responsible for every ball he throws because he throws the ball like he wants to kill you with it. That's not what J.J. McCarthy's doing, right? Those are very catchable balls, and they're dropping them. Your job is to catch the ball. It isn't to dive and look pretty. It isn't to worry if you're going to get hit. It is to catch the ball. So do it. And then this way we won't have lunatics out there saying that J.J. McCarthy is the weak link on this football team. I can't even imagine how that's a pot. And this also comes from a show that
was touting how great Cade McNamara was last season. And JJ is having a much better season than Cade was last season. Because JJ keeps plays alive. JJ can get 12 yards when it's a third and eight. Cade could never have done that. We beat Michigan State impressively. Couldn't do that against them. Now, granted, maybe a bad example because our defense really let us down in that Michigan State game last year. If we had Mentor, I thoroughly believe we beat them. We beat Michigan State last year. If we had Jesse Mentor as our defensive coordinator, he makes the second half adjustments, and Kenneth Walker is nowhere to be seen. He maybe has three touchdowns on the day, not five. But Cade, love him. Love the kid. Got us a Big Ten title. But he was the weak link, ultimately, on our offense last season. JJ is not. JJ keeps plays open. JJ is why we're doing so well offensively. He just is. I mean, for God's sakes, Michigan State was playing too high and then one high, trying to force the run game, try to trick us into stuff because they respect JJ so much. I mean, every team you play looks like they respect JJ so much, or the potential he shows, that they are more scared of what he can do than our amazing run game. The only team that I have seen right now that just was like, fuck it, JJ beat us, Indiana. That's the only one. Oh, and then the first half of that, Rutgers, I mean, they were coming at him. So, you know, it is what it is. But JJ, I can't even imagine someone would say, JJ is a weak link. That blows my mind. It blows my mind. Are we so unhappy as a fan base that we just constantly pick at the starting quarterback? It's nuts. But anyways, I predict a crazy win. Dear Lord, it sounds like somebody's trying to break through my wall here. I say Michigan probably wins 41-10. 41-10. Big time win for us. You know what? 42-10. That's what I'm gonna say. 42-10. I won't bet it. I mean, it wouldn't even be shocked if we win like 31-10. But 42-10, Michigan wins. We roll. We go on and we play Illinois. No, yeah, Illinois. We're going to wipe the floor with them too. But it's great to be Michigan Wolverine, guys. It is great. Fantastic as usual. Guys, please go to YouTube, like and subscribe there. Go to Apple Podcast, write a review. Go to Spotify, leave a 5-star review there. Also, if you do any of these things, hit me up, especially if you do the Apple Podcast and actually write a review. Anytime you guys do this for YouTube, iTunes, or Spotify, it gets me in front of more people. And ultimately, that's what I want, because I'm trying to grow this thing into a monster. So we'll see where it goes. But you hit me up, DM me, let me know. And I'm getting those wristbands sent again, thank God, and hopefully no one steals them this time. What kind of world do we live in, you know? I got stickers, I got wristbands, I'll have hats, I got all sorts of stuff planned. Hit me up, and we'll talk about what I can send you, all right? Just do me a solid, hit up all those things, man, and we'll see where we go from there. It is great to be Michigan Wolverine, and always and forever, guys. Go Blue.